The mark of a good communicator. Welcome to the Preaching Points podcast for this week. I'm your host, Brian Hettingham. And this week, we listen as Dr. Haddon Robinson shares with us his insights on the mark of a good communicator.
Sometimes I am afraid that as I've gotten older, I've gotten cranky. But I hear some people, pastors, for example, say that I'm not going to dumb the truth down. I'm going to preach the truth as it is. And quite frankly, I don't know what they mean by that. As I hear them dumbing the truth down, says, I don't want to make it too simple. Or I don't want to pander by using illustrations. I had a friend who's a well-known scholar who said to me one day, you know, I was at a conference and they had a lot of preaching and they didn't use any illustrations. I couldn't believe it. And I said to him, no illustrations? No way of showing you how this touched life? He said, they don't dumb the truth down in those conferences. And I said, it must be one of the most boring conferences you could ever go to. I mean, to show it in life is not dumbing it down. When a man came to Jesus and he said, who's my neighbor? I think in most theological circles, they would have had a long definition. Complicated, touching all the areas of life, you know. Jesus said, well, there's a fellow going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was beaten up by muggers. He left in a pool of blood by the side of the road. Tells a story. And Jesus wasn't dumbing it down. He just knew that stories like stealth bombers get past people's defenses. Spurgeon once said that, you know, we ought to preach not to giraffes, but to rabbits. And I think one of the best-known preachers I know, I said to him, how are you so effective? And he said, well, some preachers have the problem of preaching over people's heads. I preach under people's heads. And what he was simply saying is, I help them to understand it. He uses stories. He uses observations about life. And he's true to the text. So you're not dumbing it down by making something clear. I mean, the fact that you know something doesn't give you a right to be dull and insipid about it. We ought to be clear about what we mean when we talk about dumbing truth down. If we mean that we are not going to preach the truth at all, of course, that's nonsense. But if we mean by dumbing it down that we're going to make it clear to ordinary people carry the burden of life, that's what we're called to do. And that's no compliment to our preaching if we don't dumb it down. I want to get as down to life as I possibly can. I know a preacher in a large church who's a good expositor, and a lot of high school and college students come to hear him. I was talking to one of his youth directors, and I said, do they come because you dismiss the groups and then you come into church? And they said, oh, no. He said, they love to hear him because when they hear him preach, they learn something new. They love the way he applies the truth to life, and they get something to help them live. And I'll tell you, that's the mark of a good communicator, of a good scholar, of a good preacher. Don't talk about dumbing it down. Just talk about making it clear to the people who are in front of you.
That was Dr. Haddon Robinson with this week's Preaching Points podcast from the Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. Every week, we try to offer brief reflections on preaching that will point you to preaching excellence. And if you are passionate about preaching and would like to receive sermons by Haddon Robinson and other great preachers, check out Gordon-Conwell's Builders Series collection. The Builders Series is an assortment of great sermons by faculty and past conference speakers, which can be found on the school's website under the Lifelong Learners tab. That's gcts.edu. That's the school's website. and then click on the Lifelong Learners tab. And then go to the online store and click on the Builders series. You'll be instructed there how to buy. All right, I'm Brian Hettinga. Thanks for listening this week to Preaching Points.